Okay, good evening, everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC Section Manager. Thanks for joining us here on the monthly MDC Section EchoLink Net. We have a very short list so far. We'll wait a couple minutes to allow some folks to check in, and then we'll get started. I don't have a lot to go over tonight. There's not a lot going on either in the section or at the league level, so I'll just mention a couple things. And we'll get started shortly. Stand by, 83WG. Okay, good evening, everyone. Yes, it's okay if you're just here to listen. I'm looking at the comments. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Chris, AB3WG. I'm the MDC Section Manager, and I'd like to welcome all of you to the monthly MDC Section EchoLink Net here on the WASH_DC conference bridge. And we still have some folks checking in. So thanks, everybody. I'll start my little monologue as I normally do when we first start out. Not a lot to go over this month. It's been pretty quiet, not only at the league level, but also here in this section. So I'm hoping that our checking in tonight have some interesting news for us. The section news did go out last night around 7 o'clock-ish, so that should be in your inbox if you haven't seen it already. Just a couple things from the section news. I'll mention the next HamFest coming up this month is on the 26th in Odenton, and that's sponsored by the Maryland Mobileers, a great club, one of our great MDC clubs. So I plan on attending that HamFest. I hope to see you there. If we haven't met, please do stop by and say hi. And I hope to have a table and my little blue tablecloth so you'll know it's me. And hope to meet you if we haven't met previously. Break. Okay, that's that. I do also, as we always do, we want to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for hosting us here on the WASH_DC conference bridge. And we always go to John straight away to see if he has any comments. WB3GXW, John, if you're on your comments for the net tonight, please.
Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Excuse me. Well, we linked up to the Artemis II audio, which turned out to be pretty interesting. But we had a few stations checked in from all over the country, actually, and even a couple from Europe. Tomorrow is the Laurel Amateur Radio Club test session at the Women's Club of Laurel, 384 Main Street. I've had a number of emails and phone calls, so I think we'll be nice and busy. So everybody be safe, stay well, and have a good one. WB3GXW, back to that control.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. Yeah, if anyone has other information about the Artemis mission, obviously quite an accomplishment, and been quite some time since our folks were up and around that way, and so, yeah, pretty interesting. Not sure if any amateur radio things got done on that mission, but I'm sure there'll be some communications coming in the next missions, hopefully. So if anyone has any information on that, please do share. All right, I just want to mention real quick the next our next EchoLink Net will be, as it always is every year, on May. Well, it's the first day of Hamvention, which is coming up next month on the 15th, May 15th. So if you're going to go to that, if you have time, I always love to have folks check in from Hamvention just to give us a brief report on how things are going, what the crowd is like, and what kind of new products are out. So that's coming up May 15th next month. And we always have our EchoLink Net on that Friday. It's the first day. So if you're there and you have a chance, please do check in here with us on the EchoLink. It's always fun to have folks from Hambench, and sometimes we get our directors and vice directors to check in with us, and that's always a blessing. Break. Okay, let's see if we can get some folks from our linked repeaters first, and then we'll go to our individual check-ins. I see some new call signs I don't recognize, so thanks everybody for joining us. If you've never joined us before, we appreciate you joining us tonight. See, GXW we got. Let's see if we can go first to the KA2JAI machine. Give us your comments, please, and then call your stations KA2JAI.
Okay, this is N3FQC, Millersville repeater. I want to thank once again, I think my done last month, but once again, thank Dan, W3SDN, who was on VPN as a net control operator, and also he helped out MVPN and also MDD. So going to Augusta, Georgia, I hope he helps out Georgia and South Carolina down there and getting their national traffic system moved. And with that, I'll turn it over to Warper Check-Ins, KA2JAI, Mike. Your comments, please, sir.
Good evening, Chris and everyone. As often happens, the day after the NET is often our Anne Arundel County Aries monthly meeting, and that happened again this month. So we will be doing that tomorrow morning. This time we're going to be on Zoom. We're doing a web EOC training session, which will be given by one of the members. It's he's been kind of, I'm at a loss for words. He's accepted it from the county as giving that training for them in their behalf to the Aries members, and it is a required annual renewal for us to use the system. So that's tomorrow. I am planning to go to the HamFest, the Mobile Ears HamFest this year, so I'll see you there. I often miss it because most years it conflicts with one of the foot races here that I'm part of the communications team for, but this year that didn't happen, so I am planning to go to the fest. And just a reminder to everybody, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., we do have a 2-meter net on the 805. Everybody's welcome to join us. You can come in on EchoLink if you're too far away. And on fourth Tuesdays at 7:30, we do an HF net. It could be on 80, it could be on 40, it depends on the propagation. And we usually sort out what frequency we're going to use on the 805 about 5 or 10 minutes before the net. Don, I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI.
Thanks for that info, Mike. And this is 3FQC, and we've got KB3HBG, Michael. He's just started with the Baltimore Traffic Net, and he's going to be a welcome addition. I'm sure he's going to be happy polishing up his traffic handling and help us out. So, Michael, your comments, please.
Okay, having trouble with EchoLink here. No comments from KB3HBG. Yes, I'm new to the Baltimore Traffic Net. I'm looking forward to actually passing traffic when it comes in here. So, thank you very much. You guys have a good one. KB3HBG, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Michael. I'm sure it will. This is N3FQC on the 805 repeater. Any other check-ins? Please call now.
Kilo Charlie 3, Yankee Golf Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 3, Yankee Golf Foxtrot. Ed, go ahead.
It's Jeff, and it's only, I guess, my second or third time checking into the MBC net. And I'm planning on going to the Mobile Ears HamFest. The Annapolis Sailboat Show is going on at the same time, though. So I'll definitely make a stop by there. So, 7-3s, everybody have a good evening. KC3YGF, Middle River.
Sorry about that, Jeff. I was thinking someone else. Close call sign. Oh, okay, any other check-ins? Okay, nothing heard. Go back to Chris, AB3WT, and it's N3FCC.
Okay, thank you, Don. Good to hear from you. I'm sorry I haven't been on a BTN in a while, but as you may imagine, a lot of times after work, I'm on the bike. So sometimes I don't get home before 6:30. And everyone knows, it stays light out for quite a while. So, and sometimes if I do get home, I'm either in the shower or too tired to get on. So I apologize. But the cycling season is in full, as you probably know. So I'll do my best. I do want to say one other thing, Brake. For Mike, K2JAI, I did get your email, Mike, and I responded extremely briefly from work today. But Tom Ostrowski is fully vetted as the EC for the Anne Arundel Aries Group. So please be assured that that's taken place. And I believe I got an email from Steve Ewald at the league confirming that, which I did forward to Tom. So I'm pretty sure all that's been taken care of. If there's any question or anything you need to talk to me about, please feel free to reach out. I'm sure you have my phone number. Brake. Okay, let's move on. Let's see if we can get the Frederick machine next. FDK, let's see, W3FDK, if there's anyone on the Frederick machine, your comments and call your stations, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to our next link system is the DZD machine. And where are you? I know you're here. Yes, WA3DZD, Maryland FM, your comments and call your stations, please.
Okay, this is WA3MNN. Name is John. We're in Silver Spring, Maryland. Don't have anything. I'm slowly packing up the car. I'm going to the Hamfest tomorrow in Georgetown, Delaware. And then I'll also be at the Maryland Mobile Airs Hamfest, tailgating here also. And don't have anything further here. But I'll go ahead and call and see if there's anybody else connected by RF to the Maryland FM Association with Peter and Jeffers. Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard. So we'll go ahead and turn it back to the net control. This is WA3MNN.
Okay, thank you very much for joining. It's always a pleasure having our link systems here on the conference server. All right, the last link server that I have listed tonight is the K3ORB. Yep, K3ORB, Ocean Pines. Your comments, call your stations, please.
Hey, roger, roger there, Chris. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines, Maryland. Wishing you all a fantastic evening. Hope everyone is well. Just a little bit of news from Worcester Radio Group here. We're getting ready for Hamfest tomorrow in Georgetown, Delaware as well. Should be a great day. Check out RadioElectronicsExpo.com for more information. Should be an excellent day. Lots of vendors planned. A couple weeks ago, you might remember that we were at Parks on the Air over at James Island State Park in Crisfield, Maryland. We had a great, successful activation. About 215 contacts made. It was a wonderful event. And then in other news, too, our next monthly club meeting is just a couple weeks away. It's the first Wednesday of May, May 6th. We have a special guest presenter, Mr. Ed Fong from Ed's Antennas, going to be talking all about dual band antennas. So it should be a good time. Looking forward to that. You can check us out at k3wrg.com if you'd like to attend our Google Meet. Thank you so much, and with that, we'll go ahead and turn it over to any other check-ins that would like to check in tonight on the K3ORB machine here in Ocean Pines. We're standing by for you now. QRZ.
K3UCQ.
Kilo Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey November.
Alrighty then, we've got two stations. Let's toss it over to Brian, K3UCQ in Newark, Maryland. Take it away, Brian.
Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net. This is K3UCQ. Not much going on here right now. I'm kind of packing up and getting ready for the Hamfest tomorrow. Looking forward to purchasing some things and selling some things. And other than that, hope everybody has a great week, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. This is K3UCQ, back to net control.
Well, thank you very much there, Brian. Sure is a pleasure to have you on the net tonight. Looking forward to seeing you. tomorrow as well. The Worcester Radio Group will have a table there, and we got a few folks that are going to be bringing some things to sell. So really looking for a great day. Lots of activities, lots of raffles, silent auctions, Chinese auctions, all sorts of good stuff. It's going to be a great day. All righty, just pass it to Jim up there in Loganville, Pennsylvania. Mr. Curley, KC3EWN.
Well, good evening, Mark and Annette. This is KC3EWN, Curley up here in Loganville, York County, Pennsylvania. Well, we had our first public service event up here in PA, at least for our group. We had the event called the Buck Ridge Burn. It was a combination of a 5K, a 10K, and a half marathon. I'm pleased to report that there was no incident. Everybody got in to finish. And it was a beautiful day out. It wasn't too hot. Nice breeze blowing. And, yeah, there was the location is Michaux State Forest up here in PA, and there is no cell coverage. The cell coverage is next to nothing, so amateur radio plays a vital role in communications there, so you can't just pick your cell phone up and call. With that, nothing else. Back to Mark, KC3EWN.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. We appreciate you checking in here tonight to the ARRL section-wide EchoLink Net. Great comments, as always. We'll go ahead and pass it back to our net control operator, Chris, AB3WG, here from Mark, K3WOC. We'll say 73 there, guys. Have a fantastic weekend. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Mark, and all of our linked repeaters. Thanks, everybody, for handling those duties and the check-ins from our linked systems. That's a great thing to have folks be able to check in on RF, so I appreciate the work you guys do. Much appreciated. All right, let's go to some individual check-ins next. First person on my list, KB3SPH. This is Jeff. Good evening, and your comments for the net, please.
Good evening, everyone. Prince George's County Aries and Montgomery and Howard had an Aries hospital drill back on Tuesday, and we had about 10 facilities and 19 operators participating. Great chance to pass peer-to-peer traffic and other messages, and everyone did real well accomplishing that. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the update. And let's go next to my friend Milford, N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf, N3WIG. Milford, great to have you as always. Your comments tonight, please.
Yes, from November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, finding the right key. Seems to be my story every time I try to go on this thing. This is Milford from Bowie. And the Bowie Wireless Association is doing well. We had our April meeting just this last week, and looking forward to some activities and events that are coming up, including Field Day and that sort of thing. But we're doing good, so I just wanted to check in and let you know that we're still here and we're still kicking. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford. And Bowie.
All right, very good, Milford. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah, thanks everybody for mentioning the Ham Fest in Delaware. I was not aware of that, as I kind of don't keep track of other sections Ham Fest, but it's I'm very appreciative that you mentioned that, because obviously it's pretty close. So if you know of any other Ham Fest going on in any other section, please do feel free to mention that here. All right, let's go next to WI3J Stuart. Good evening, sir. Your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Christopher. That's WI3J Stuart here in Gaithersburg. And interesting net here, Chris, that all the Ham Fest coming up here. Boy, I tell you, finally, spring has sprung. Ham Fest everywhere, so very good. I always look forward to Berryville. That's where you have the roast beef barbecue lunch out there. That's the first Saturday in August, but that's a far way off there. All right, there, back to you there, Chris, doing a good job from WI3J.
All right, very good. Thank you. Good to hear from you. And let's go next to KB3SWS. Pam, always great to have you here on the net. Your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. I participated in the second quarter MDC hospital drill. I was deployed at the Adventist Healthcare Fort Washington Medical Center, and it gave me another opportunity to practice WinLink skills, including various types of medical-related forms and peer-to-peer messages, and at a site other than my shack. This is KB3SWS, back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Yeah, great great practice, as always, and good on you for doing some of those things. Our Aries groups are quite adept at various modes, and so if you're looking for some place to practice WinLink, EchoLink, those types of, get involved in your Aries groups or at your club level, and those folks are just so knowledgeable on all the various modes we have and all the ways we have to communicate now. So it's great, great stuff. All right, next we'll go to November 3, Yankee Whiskey Zulu. This is Lee. This is a new call sign for me. Welcome. And if you have any comments tonight, please share them now.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. N3YWZ here. Name is Lee, down in Northumberland County, Virginia. Moved down here from Charles County in Maryland, and my heart's still with the Charles County Amateur Radio Club. So I see a few of them, a few of the folks represented here this evening. Haven't been on in quite some time, and thought I'd check in tonight and see what's going on. Obviously, there's quite a bit. So, Chris, with that, we'll turn it back to Net, N3YWZ.
Okay, thank you, Lee. Great to have you here on our MDC Net. Please join us again if you're able, and welcome back. Okay, gosh, I'm trying not to go too fast. We don't have a whole lot of check-ins tonight, and it's not even half past yet, so I'm working through my list. So thanks, everybody, for joining, as always. Let's go next to Mr. Jim, WI3N. And good evening, sir. Always a pleasure to have you here on the net. Your comments tonight, please.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Just a couple of things. I will not be at the test session tomorrow because I will be manning a table for the Laurel Amateur Radio Club at the city's volunteer fair. We have table number 12. There's about 20 volunteer groups that are going to be there, and so we help the city out with various things at their emergency operations center, etc. And I was unable to participate in the hospital drill and for Prince George's County because I was at my Ivy Hill Cemetery board meeting. I told them I can't be buried in the cemetery, and they said, "Well, why not?" I said, "Well, I'm not dead yet." Back to Net, WI3N.
Okay, Mr. Jim. Yeah, that's the way we like to have you, okay? Not dead, please. Let's not go there. Please take care of yourself. That's my wish for everyone. We want you out of the dirt, as they say. So thank you for joining us tonight. All right, let's see. Go next to Kilo Charlie 3 Tango Alpha Tango. Melvin, thanks for joining, and your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, all. This is KC3 Tango Alpha Tango Melvin in District Heights. I, too, participated in the PG Aries hospital drill. I acted as a net control station, and I'm preparing for the full-scale exercise in preparation for the move of the Pimlico race to Laurel, and that's turning out to be quite a exciting time. That's all for me. Back to Net Control. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that information. Let's go next to our section traffic manager, W3YVQ, Father Al. Thanks for everything you do, as always, and please give us your comments tonight. W3YVQ.
Okay, good evening. It's Chris and everyone else on the net. Nice also to see and hear from a lot of our newcomers on the various nets here tonight, particularly from the BTN. Thanks, Don, for giving those folks a way to check in. And announcements from the NTS here tonight are that we are in sore need of CW operators to keep MDD going. We're down to a handful of folks, and they're starting to perform Ironman-like duties, and I'm very concerned about burning those folks out. So we need some relief. If you can send your call on CW, you've taken one giant leap forward to being able to check into MDD. You don't have to be a super-duper traffic handler to do it. And just wait for net control to say QNI or MDD QNI. Send one letter of your choice. Wait for net control to repeat it, which confirms he heard you in particular. And then send your call sign followed by QRU if you have no traffic. And wait to be excused. Net control will send your call and send QNX, Quebec November X-ray, to excuse you from the net. I was a little disappointed. I was kind of hoping that the Eris mission would, on the way around the moon, pick a field day site up there for a team to use, if not this mission, of course, on the 1 and 2 years when they actually engage in a landing. I hope that we give somebody an opportunity to get on field day from the moon. That'll be a first. That'll go down on the cover of QSD, I suspect. 7-3 all, have a great HamFest this weekend and a good week coming up. W3YVQ.
All right. Thank you very much, Father Al, as always. Good information. So I've only got 1, 2, 3 other folks, and then we'll see if I missed anyone. I don't think I did. So let's go next to Kilo 3 X-ray India Tango. This is Will, another new call sign for me. Thanks for joining, and your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Chris, everyone on the net. Yeah, this is, I haven't been to the net in a while. I'm enjoying it this evening. I also participated in the hospital drill, Montgomery, the PG County Aries hospital drill on Tuesday. And actually, there was no problems at all at our end. That's very unusual because we usually look forward to the opportunity to learn things. But it was a great experience, and as always, love being part of the net. So good evening to everyone. Have a great week. This is K3XIT. Back to net.
There we go. I think we're back. Okay. Thank you, John and Scott. I'm not sure what happened there, but thank you very much for helping us through that little glitch. Sometimes these things happen, so if anytime something like that happens, just stand by, and our behind-the-scenes operators usually get things fixed quite rapidly, so thank you, guys. All right, let's next go to K3ABZ. Mark, one of our BTN net controls, nice to have you with us this evening. Your comments, please. Okay, can we not get ABZ?
Sorry, Chris. I dropped in and dropped out and dropped back in. So anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Chris, for the updates. It was good hearing everybody's comments. And actually, I have no further comments. So K3ABZ, back in the control.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I'm keeping one eye on the comments, and I guess I misconstrued that last comment with your station, which it was not intended for, so thank you. All right, and my next station would be Mr. Tom Horn, W3TDH. Tom, great to have you tonight. Your comments, please.
Well, I'd like to put in a pitch for people being aware that Maryland has a diurnal fire season, and we are in the middle of the spring portion. So the fine fuel moisture over the last couple of days was under 10%, which is very low. Just take my word for that. And the winds were 20 miles per hour and better, and that's when you can get a really serious fire rolling. And what most people don't know is that we have previously lost firefighters in Maryland fighting these fires. It's never an easy thing to do. It takes a lot out of people. So have some concern and pity for the guys that will have to answer those calls and the people you will put at risk. Remember Smokey the Bear's mantra, drown that butt, crush that butt, drown that butt, crush that butt, and don't let them escape. And if you're operating machinery that might generate sparks or anything like that, make sure you have something on hand to put them out. And that's what I had for the net. And back to you, W3TDH.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Good words and good caution as always. Yeah, fire season is something that doesn't get talked about a lot, and I appreciate you mentioning that. I remember last year at around this time, we didn't get a lot of rain, and I know that because I was able to ride my bike practically every single day for months at a time, and it just never rained. I mean, I could get out every day. It was unbelievable. So do be aware of fire hazard, and make sure you're staying safe. So thanks for that. All right, I have gone through every single person on the list that I have written down. Is there anyone I missed, please? Okay, looks like I got everybody. Anyone with any further comments or any other information for the net, please? Okay, very good. It's just about quarter of, which is where we usually end. So again, I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight. It's always a pleasure hosting the MDC Section EchoLink net. Our next net, as I mentioned previously, will be on the 15th, I think. Yeah, May 15th, which is the first night of Hamvention. So we will see you there. Until then, please stay safe and enjoy the hamfests that are coming up. I hope to meet several of you or see many of you at the Maryland Mobileers Hamfest coming up this month on the 26th. 73 AB3 WG.